The singular they. Have you heard about this? It's a gender-neutral pronoun, the they that doesn't care whether it's referring to a he or a she. For example, a parent wants their child to succeed. Grammarians cringe when they hear that. But last year, the American Dialect Society got behind the singular they. So did the Washington Post. And now KUOW is adopting it, by which I mean they. Here's the person who made the call, KUOW's managing editor, Kathy Duchamp.
Well, there's two main reasons. First, it reflects the way people talk. And that's what broadcast writing is all about, is using the spoken word. So let me give you an example. If a listener writes us, we write them back.
A listener, we write them back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it makes sense, right? Spoken word, but it's singular and plural. But if we were to be proper grammarians, we would say, if a listener writes us, we write him or her back. And that's clumsy.
It's clunky.
Yeah, so that's one reason. But here's the real reason, the more important reason, is that the singular they is a way that people refer to themselves if they don't want to be identified by a gender pronoun, by he or she. And this came up actually last Monday in a story Paige Browning did about a couple being chastised for showing affection in public outside Safeco Field.
Seattle resident Mary McHale was at the game, too, with their significant other. The fun ended when they were waiting for a ride outside the ballpark.
My sweetheart looked at me and said, you know, what a great time we were having. And we kissed. And not doing anything obscene or anything that would make any of the other folks standing around us uncomfortable. And that's when a Safeco Field employee came out and looked at us and said, ladies, I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
McHale says it was humiliating for multiple reasons. It was Pride Night, for one, and neither McHale nor their partner go by female pronouns.
So the alternative to that female pronoun is singular they.
Yes, which to our ear might sound a little strange, Mary and their significant other, but actually, there's a history to this, right, Kat?
Yeah, there's a history. Language experts say the singular they has been on the books for hundreds of years. Chaucer used it, Shakespeare, Jane Austen.
But most people don't know that, and
no.
I'm guessing you hear from critics about this.
Right. The critics say it's just wrong. Singular is he or she. Plural is they. These are the grammar rules that students have grown up with over the past 100 years, and it is what it is. I mean, that's what I learned in seventh grade grammar with Mr. Gilstrap. You know, and even the Chicago Manual of Style actually has recommendations for how to write around, you know, the singular they, how to avoid it, to avoid the debate altogether.
Yes. So you hear from critics, maybe even some in our newsroom who've never done it this way. What do you say to them, managing editor?
Well, what I've said is singular they, when we get back to history, it was eliminated in the Victorian era simply as a way to tidy up the language. But the deal is English is not a tidy language. And we want to, most important, recognize gender fluidity. And the singular they is as close as we get in the English language. But Bill, you know what sealed the deal with the reporters? Was this video that's making its way around social media right now. It's a Baltimore Sun editor, John McIntyre, and he says he's done arguing about the singular they.
The reason I'm not going to argue with you is that your views don't matter. The only people enforcing the prohibition against singular they are school teachers and copy editors. Most schools have abandoned teaching traditional grammar, and publishers have been dropping copy editors the way a golden retriever sheds in the springtime.
I like the prim classical music added
in
there as well. Now, this doesn't mean we're dropping he or she entirely.
No, absolutely not. But here's where I think we're going with this. Right now, when we interview people, we ask them, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? We may get to a point where we ask a third question, which is, how should we identify you in terms of gender? He, she, or they?
Are KUOW reporters asking people that now when they contact them?
Not right now. In this case, the Paige Browning story, people self-identified proactively, and that's where I think we're going to start. Because it's a whole new conversation that people are having.
KUOW Managing Editor Kathy Ducharme telling you why our radio station is adopting the use of the singular they. I would love to know what you think. Are you glad KUOW is going this direction? Are you frustrated we are ignoring traditional grammar rules? Let us know on Twitter right now, @KUOW.